following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Hey, Greeny, I have the definitive sports quiz that will prove that I'm smarter than you.
All right, this should be good.
Okay, where would you be if on any given day you could play golf on 100 different courses?
Mini golf?
Well, that too. But let's talk big boy golf, okay? And what if those courses included designs by Nicklaus, Palmer, Dai, Fazio, Norman, and more?
Okay.
Yes, and now imagine the odds that this destination is rated the nation's best for quality, selection, and affordability of golf. And it's easy to get to. Where would you be? Final hint, we went there last spring.
It's too easy, Golic. Myrtle Beach, South Carolina.
That's right, Greeny. Pretty much the center of the golf universe with great places to stay and play. For instance, Waccamaw's Golf Trail, located along Myrtle Beach's southern shores, offers 12 highly awarded courses for a memorable golf experience. Hit the trail, the Waccamaw Golf Trail.
Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, it's where America goes to play. Start planning your Myrtle Beach golf vacation and find out how to win golf for a year for you and a guest at WeGolfMyrtle.com.
It's time for the Doug and Daddy Show. Let's meet our hosts. First up, Sports Director Doug Duda.
I screwed up.
It's not regular prize. Come on, Doug.
I don't know what day it is. What do you want from me?
Do you know how to football team? Never heard of them.
Alabama Road Tide Roll. Gonna take on LSU. Then Bayou Bengals. Down there to go. That's D-A-U-X. Go Tiger.
The pedicure. So what does that mean there? Is that ear hair? Or what is that?
Now let's meet Big Daddy Tony Davis.
Actually, for people out there that didn't have the same education I do, that'd be the capital of Illinois, too.
We got trouble here, folks. A trumpeter swan's neck is 3 freaking feet long. I'm beyond embarrassing. Did the dog eat your homework? Just say, we just whacked these two things because they look cool.
What are the guys going to chat about today? Let's find out by heading to the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth for the Doug and Daddy Show.
And good morning, everyone. Welcome to the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us on another incredible day. How are you?
I'm great. I'm fired up after last night. How can you not have a little jump start to your day?
It's a good time. Coming up, Brandon Richardson of the Huskers is going to join us here in a little bit. Also in the second half of the program, Clint Head, the head wrestling coach at Donovan Trumbull, is going to join us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. I've got something else I want to throw out because we're going to get into the Huskers thing here in a moment. But for the show here, I'd like to get an email from everybody that's listening or folks that can. You know what I'm saying. If you got a time, if this pops off your head, Colin Cowherd was talking about this on the show today. What is the first sporting event you remember watching on TV?
Ooh.
I mean, what got you interested in sports? He went back to the 72 Super Bowl, I think he said. He said he was 8, and it was the Redskins taking on the Dolphins when the Dolphins won the Super Bowl. And I was thinking, I think it would have been like 74 Nebraska-Oklahoma football game. I was trying to think. I think that's the first. I remember watching the Dallas-Pittsburgh Super Bowl when Lynn Swann made the great catch near midfield, the tip to himself, and made the great catch. But I think
that was before my time.
I think that was after. I think that was post-74. I think it was like Super Bowl 8 or 9, I think. So email us, DougAndDaddy@ESPNSuperstation.com. Doug, spell out the word and, DougAndDaddy@ESPNSuperstation.com. I believe it was the 74, maybe the 75, but I think the 74. I know we got rolled, and I lost a quarter to my Uncle Ray on a game because he had Oklahoma, which also started another bad trend. So you can pinpoint my luck all the way back to when I was like 6. But I believe that was the first sporting event I can remember watching. I'm just interested for the folks out there. Maybe you're not, but I thought that was kind of an interesting topic. What's the first sporting event you remember watching on TV? Do you have one?
I can remember the Philadelphia Eagles playing the Oakland Raiders. What Super Bowl would that have been?
That would have been 80, I believe.
80? Okay, I was at my grandpa and grandma Smith's. about a mile and a half north of my parents' house. Why I remember being at my grandpa and grandma Smith's that day, I don't have a clue.
And you'd have been?
Six years old.
Okay. I just wondering when kids
start. The only thing I remember about Nebraska-Oklahoma games growing up is we would just cry because they would beat us year in and year out. You know, in those years, Oklahoma would always find a way to win. So you always had that, you know, it was just like, I just remember after those games just crying and my dad having to go, let's go play catch. That's always how my dad fixed things. We always go out in the backyard and play catch.
That would explain a lot of things, too, about your pampering. Get your ass to your room until you straighten up.
No, we had to go.
Oh, come on, little Tony, come on.
That's why
you're the oldest, you're my favorite.
You know what? That's why after age 13, I never dropped a ball.
Trent says, 1997 in Nebraska, Missouri, when I was 7 years old. From that point, I was hooked on the Huskers. I know we got folks that probably can remember the 50s and the 60s, maybe the Nebraska. I mean, most of the folks, obviously, that are older than I am, it probably wouldn't be a college game.
I think you're right on that. Do you remember Miracle on Ice?
The thing I remember about Miracle on Ice, yes, I remember it. I don't remember watching it. Remember, that was tape delayed. They played, and then they didn't show it, and which was too bad because it was in the United States. It wasn't like it was overseas where they played at 2 in the morning and they kind of had to tape delay it for you to watch. It could have been shown live and wasn't. The thing I remember about that was however old
why would they do that?
I don't know. Probably a couple of reasons. Maybe they didn't intend on showing the whole thing. Maybe
they expected it to be 10 to 2.
It's 3 hours. I mean, it would have been right in the heart of a lot of other things that would have been going on, I guess. I don't know the answer. Al Michaels, I'm sure, could have told in many of his interviews. I'm sure he has told why that is. I was at a high school basketball game. I was young enough that I was. At that age, we didn't go to many, and I was at, and I think I even remember it was Cozad, because it was in December, wasn't it? Or, God, when was that? Because then we went, I remember a lot about it, because then we went to my uncle's in Colorado Springs, I think when they, either it was right before that or right after that. I can't remember exactly how that worked. Maybe we were there when they won the gold and beat Finland. But so it was right in that time of the year, and maybe I'm off the mark. Maybe it was February. I suppose it was closer to February. But anyway, whatever it was, I remember being at a high school game, and they announced over the, you know, the PA guy saying that the United States had beaten Russia.
Pretty cool. Pretty cool. I mean, for people growing up, I don't remember any of that. But
Troy chimes in and says, the big wreck on ABC's Wild World of Sports. Well, you were just watching the opening to Wide World of Sports, the ski jumper that biffed it. So, I mean, I get what you're going. That's not an actual sporting event. That was a highlight, a replay, but I get where you're going. Thanks for that. Appreciate it.
James fires in and says, Northern Dancer wins a 64 Derby, and Nebraska beat Michigan football 1962.
Was it on TV?
Okay, James, fire back. Was it on TV?
I don't know. I mean, obviously, a lot of big radio things and maybe highlights, but that's cool. It's all good. Glad you're everybody's chiming in. Appreciate that.
At the free throw line to try to give Nebraska a one-point lead. It's all tied at 69. 11 seconds left to go in the game. Everybody standing. Jorge's free throw on the way. Got it! 70-69! Brian Diaz! Looks for Holes. He comes to the ball. 10 seconds to go. Across the timeline. Left-handed dribble. 7 seconds. Holes drives the ball. Throws it up. Misses the shot. Watley loses the ball. Holes saves it. Throws one up. Almost went in. It's over. Nebraska wins the game. Nebraska over 11th ranked Indiana on two free throws by Jorge Brian Diaz. 70-69.
What a win. What a great comeback for this team. Had pretty much written this team off. But what a comeback. What a fight.
Well, here we go again. I'm not hooked back yet. I'm not hooked back yet. Really, I'm not hooked back yet.
It was, you know, it was a great, great win for the Huskers. And to come back like they did, somehow. You know, when the, you know, when you're not watching it, what the kid was doing when he drove the lane and got turned around and threw the ball up, that, you know, you don't expect an Indiana team, kind of came unfrazzled there. I mean, you expect a, you know, a couple, three passes and get an open shot.
Does he know how much damage would have been done across the state of Nebraska had that ball went in?
Oh.
I mean, that's Nebraska luck if no, that thing
no
goes
doubt.
In.
You're absolutely right. Yeah, he's running into the bench, throws the thing up. It almost went in. Oh, my God. It almost went in. Oh, yeah, we did win, by the way. It just seemed like in the second half, were we not stuck on 44 for like 5 minutes? And then we got a basket, and then we were stuck on 46 for like 3 minutes. It was like, it seemed like every time they would turn the ball over three or four times, it's not like we would help ourselves because we'd go do throw it out of bounds or dribble it off our leg and you know, do something that you just shouldn't do at a Division I level. But they found a way to come back and win. Very impressed. Jorge Diaz shooting those two free throws. Been a lot of pressure and nothing but net. That was really, really impressive to see. I thought that was great.
Well, when we come back on the Doug and Daddy Show, we're going to be joined by Husker senior guard Brandon Richardson to recap the game and talk a little bit about where the season is and where they can go from here with their team healthy, at least as healthy as they have been. All that and more coming up on the Doug and Daddy Show.
Are you looking for a permanent office for your home business but still have budget limitations? Or maybe you want to grow your business into a new market but you're scared to make a move in this economy. Let me save you from your worries. Get a Regis virtual office. It provides all the benefits of a full-time office without the expense of one. You'll have a prestigious business address to call your own, an on-site receptionist to provide unlimited call answering, access to meeting rooms, and use of a private office. There is a reason why over 50% of Fortune 500 companies use Regis, because they have officing solutions you need. So reduce your risk, not your potential. Call Regis, the new way to work. Find out how easy it is to set up your virtual office, either around the corner or around the world. Contact Regis today and get 2 months free. Go to Regis.com/Cowherd. That's Regus.com/Cowherd. Or call 1-800-OFFICES. That's 1-800-OFFICES.
When you need comfort and guidance the most, it's reassuring to know our family at Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services is at hand. With our experience, compassionate care, and trusted facility, we are available to serve your family in any way possible. If you are in need of a helping hand, contact Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services in Kearney at 237-2259, where our family is dedicated to honoring your family for generations.
The health of your eyes is the focus at Optical Gallery. Dr. Mandy Johnson continues Optical Gallery's 25-year tradition of providing exceptional eye care for you and your family. From eye exams and contact lens fittings to the diagnosis and treatment of ocular conditions, plus a large selection of name-brand frames and sunglasses, Optical Gallery, your source for personal, professional quality eye care. 220 West 39th Street, just south of Sun Mart. Call 234-9913. Online at OpticalGalleryofKearney.com.
This Sunday, it's the championship round of the NFL playoffs as we bring you a special doubleheader on the Westwood One Dial Global Radio Network. First, the AFC title is up for grabs as Tom Brady and the New England Patriots host Ray Lewis and the Baltimore Ravens. Then, Eli Manning and the New York Giants head to San Francisco to take on the 49ers for a chance to advance to Super Bowl 46. The NFL playoffs are right here.
Coverage begins Sunday at 1 on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
We'll see partial sun and some cloudiness across the area through the day today with a high up near 18 as winds out of the east still stay at about 10 to 15. Tonight with partly to mostly cloudy skies, temperatures hold steady in the teens. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now it's 7 above.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio. Oh, good Lord. Oh. Chris says, first sporting event was the babysitter, and that's when I thought, uh-oh. But he said the babysitter putting us in front of the TV to watch the Cubs game during the day. Why we were Red Sox were not on TV, they win. When the Red Sox were not on TV. I don't know what that means exactly, but that's probably why he's a Cubs fan today. Postal Chuck says, early to mid-80s, Howard Cosell, Monday Night Football, and IBM presents You Make the Call.
Nice. Scott says the only one I can remember is Miami NU Orange Bowl when we were 17 points favorites and lost. That won you over to sports.
Byron Bennett.
Oh!
Byron Bennett.
And wasn't even close.
Jeff says the first TV game I remember was the 83 Orange Bowl. Recall learning some new words at the end. Jeff, our Powder Blue Royals fan.
You know, there was a Sunday night that game.
That.
He had to go to school the next day. That's one of the things about sports. I remember bawling in bed. Two little brothers and me. I'm the oldest one. We're a bunch of ball babies at that time. We're all crying because Nebraska lost that Orange Bowl. And once again, my dad comes upstairs and says, guys, you got to go to bed. You got to go to school tomorrow. You got to calm down. He says, don't worry. Our teams are going to win. He goes, are your teams going to win? He goes, it's going to be all right. And then it was just a mere year and 10 months later when the Powder Blue Kansas City Royals became world champions. And I would have been 11 then. And I remember being in that same bed, because that was a Sunday night. We had to go to school the next day.
Yes, it was, 11-0.
Yes, and I remember being in that same bed, jumping on one another, and our dad coming up the same way going, guys, you got to calm down now. You got to go to school in the morning. But two different feelings. But we both had to go to school the next day in both of those. They play that Orange Bowl on Sunday night. It had to be a Sunday night with Miami. Is that right?
Could have been. Could have been. Irish Ken says, how about watching Johnny Unitas with the Baltimore Colts going up against Y.A. Tittle? Thanks, Ken. And with the New York Giants in a Thanksgiving football game. He watched that. Or Mr. Moto taking out an opponent in professional wrestling with his famous sleeper hold. You know, Ken, I'm actually glad you said that, because coming up at the Hastings City Auditorium on Saturday, January the 28th, MWA Professional Wrestling, Hastings Havoc. And we have got tickets to give away on the Doug and Daddy Show for that. In fact, if you are caller number 3 right now at 888-455-ESPN, I'll give you a pair of tickets to MWA Hastings Havoc Professional Wrestling at the Hastings City Auditorium, Saturday night, January 28th. And that begins at 7 o'clock. So call now at 888-455-3776, 888-455-ESPN.
Doug, Jim was the one that fired in Northern Dancer, wins the 64 Derby, and Nebraska beat Michigan football in 62. He sends back, radio could be right, but Bobby Beeman's 1968 long jump of 29 feet in Mexico City TV. See, those are, you know, that's interesting things.
Tom from Kearney says, on the radio, I think it was the 62 Indianapolis 500 when Eddie Sachs, who I wanted to win, was killed in a fiery crash on the first lap. And then he says, on TV, it would have been the 63 Orange Bowl. We didn't have a television and could only get one channel, but Dad bought one for Christmas so we could watch the Huskers. Dennis Claridge scored a touchdown jumping over a fallen defender.
Nice. Think we got it. Keep sending them in. I think there's a lot of... Croc, I can't read that on the air. Get it together.
Oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy. There you go. 888-455-ESPN. That would have been talented, by the way.
Yes.
888-455-3776. That's the phone number. Keep sending those in. We want to hear from you. Well, what's the first sports moment that you remember watching on television?
And Douglas, I got something else that came up on MSN TV today, and we got a lot more to talk tomorrow.
Brandon Richardson's going to join us here in just a minute, but go ahead.
About the NFL playoffs, and the highlight on MSN homepage was, is Eli Manning 2 wins away from the Hall of Fame? Is he?
I have a jaded view, so I cannot go there.
It's pretty interesting when you're in the shadow of an older brother that's arguably one of the best that's ever played the game. Only got one Super Bowl.
Let me just say this. If they win this year, neither one of his Super Bowl victory teams was dominant. I mean, they weren't John Elway, Peyton, Brady, where they won 13, 14, 15 regular season games. Eli's never had a great regular season, has he? I mean, personally, he may have, but his team, I don't know. just because you win two Super Bowls. And I'll tell you this. Okay, you win two Super Bowls. Everybody that's on that team for those two are in the Hall of Fame. Then that's what you're telling.
Well, you go back to the first Super Bowl win against New England Patriots. You know, people would say that's one of the greatest teams of all time that they defeated. So, there's a lot of argument out there. I just thought it was an interesting thing that they put up on there.
Kevin from Hastings, the winner of our MWA Hastings Havoc tickets, will have more over the next week and a half here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Do you think he is, if he wins it?
Well, you look at the quarterbacks, and they had a list of them. The last seven that went into the Hall of Fame, Dan Marino, John Elway, Warren Moon was one of them, Troy Aikman. I mean, the list is some pretty lofty quarterbacks up there. Yeah. And you got to think that Rodgers is going in, Roethlisberger is going in, Drew Brees is probably going. I mean, there's a lot of the quarterback position, it has got a lot of notable names in it. Is Eli one of them? If he wins another one, I got to think he is.
As we continue our coverage of last night's win between Nebraska and Indiana, big win for the Huskers and total team effort last night. And, of course, as you can see everywhere, the crowd on the floor, good times for the Huskers. And folks want to talk about him again today.
Well, he's a senior. He's Brandon Richardson. He played over 30 minutes last night. He joins us right now on the Doug and Daddy Show. Brandon, welcome to the Doug and Daddy Show. Congratulations on a great win last night, not only for you but for the program.
Thanks. Thank you, guys. Appreciate it.
Tell me about so much has been made about the pressure. Everybody keeps asking Coach Sadler about the pressure. The 0-4 start in the conference. We all know that you guys keep playing top 15 team after top 15 team after top 15 team. You finally got a couple of guys back on the team, and it seems like you guys have turned the corner the last four games, and now you get back in the win column against a real good team. How much difference does it make with Talley and Diaz back?
Oh, it makes a huge difference. You know, they're able to, you know, score the ball and score in many ways. So having those guys is just what we need, you know, especially at this time right now in the season. So I'm glad that, you know, the guys, you know, came back. And, you know, it's great to see them out on the floor to make plays.
How much easier does it make it for you to distribute the basketball? More choices, opens up the offense a little bit. How does it help you?
It helps me, you know, to basically – comes down to just trusting my teammates, and you know that's what everybody on our team has to do, trust each other and trust each other that, you know, that someone's going to make the right play.
Brandon Richardson joins us, senior guard on the Nebraska basketball team. Brandon, Doc Sadler said last night after the game he wouldn't care if it was against Southeast High School. A win's a win. We need wins. Now you got to give him some grief about that today, because it was against Indiana, and that's a huge win.
Oh, absolutely. You know, Indiana is a tough ball club. You know, I commend those guys. You know, a tough ball club. And I'm just glad that, you know, our team didn't put our head down. You know, we stuck together. We fought to the end. And, you know, a good thing came out of this. You know, we got the win. And I'm just proud of our guys, like I said, because we showed resiliency tonight. And hopefully this moves us forward.
Brandon Richardson joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. You go into halftime. You're not playing that bad, but Indiana is making everything. What was the halftime locker room like?
Let me think. We had talked about transition was huge. I remember Coach was raging how bad transition defense was, and you know, he wasn't lying. You know, I think we would have his talk. You know. You know, before the game, I didn't think we'd have a talk about transition, just because, you know, we normally get back and we, you know, locate the ball and, you know, stop the ball in transition. But, you know, we just had a lot of, you know, mistakes in the first half as far as, you know, locating the basketball. And I think they had like 22 points in transition or something like that. So transition was huge. And he was talking about also just, you know, staying aggressive as far as, you know, if he was open, you know, shoot the basketball. So, you know, the first part of the speech wasn't so good just because we were talking about transition defense, but he had talked about offense.
Brandon, I continue to be impressed when the announcers talk about the facilities you guys have. You get a win against Indiana. With the facilities you have, will that draw the recruits, or do you have to keep winning games like last night?
I think it's a little bit of both. You know, the facility is great, don't get me wrong, but at the same time, you still have to win no matter what it comes down to. You know, you want to be known as a winner. So being known as a winner and having a great facility is two great attributes to have if you want to, you know, bring someone in the program. So hopefully we can continue to do that.
We're talking with Brandon Richardson here on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio after last night's 70-69 win, Nebraska over Indiana. Brandon, with the luck sometimes that this program has had, what was your view on that last heave that the Indiana kid threw up holes? He's about running into the scores table, and that thing almost went in. What was your view on that play, and did your heart just about fall out?
I really was. If that ball would have went in, I probably would have just took my jersey off and just gave it to a fan and just have him keep it, because I didn't want to come back, because that would really just put a hole in my heart. It would look real good, too. And, you know, I saw it, and I said, you got to be kidding me. Not now. And, you know, unfortunately, it didn't go in, which is great. But it was a great effort, I'll tell you that much.
You know, down the stretch, Bo Spencer gets called for a foul, and it was a foul. Doc Sadler's clearly saying, do not foul, do not foul. Then Bo Spencer goes out. Not only does he foul, but he fouls the littlest white guy out there.
Who can make shots?
Yeah, you know he's stroking free throws. He makes them. When Diaz gets to the line, you guys have been shooting free throws remarkably well. I mean, from top to bottom, you guys are one of the best in the conference at shooting free throws. Did anybody say anything to Jorge when the timeout was called and he had one left?
No, I just think everybody just told him to knock it down. You know, no pressure. Just, you know, do it like you're doing it in practice. And that's what he did. He went up there calmly. You know, Diaz doesn't show any emotion unless he's real. I think the only time Diaz shows emotion is if, you know, the crowd is into it and somebody makes a play and you see him get, you know, kind of rowdy. But, you know, Diaz, like I said, was up there nonchalant, calm, relaxed as you want to be. And he knocked it down.
Nothing but net, by the way. I mean, it didn't like it rattled around to go in.
It was good, good, good. And Nebraska gets the win in our last minute here with Brandon Richardson in the 70-69 win over Indiana. Something struck me, we in the media, of course, Brandon, hang on every word that everybody says. Coach Sadler earlier in the year, and it might have been the Wake Forest game, I don't remember, but was very displeased after the game because the team, you guys, weren't running the shot clock down and taking the shot under 15 seconds. Last night in the post-game press conference, Doc said, you know what, we got to take the first good look. Now, he says it's got to be a good look. Has he changed what you guys are doing offensively, or was that just kind of a spur-of-the-moment comment?
Well, he talked about as far as being aggressive, you know, if he was open to take the shot, but if not, you know, work the ball around. And that's what we did. We moved the ball in transition as well. And, you know, that's just what we did. And like I said, guys were willing to, you know, be aggressive and take shots. And, you know, unfortunately, a lot of them didn't go down, but we kept shooting. And that's what Coach always preaches is, you know, I don't care if you're 0 for 30, you keep shooting. And that's what we did. And we, like I said, we stayed together and, you know, we ran offense. And good things came out of it when we did.
Brandon, I want to ask you about Bo Spencer because he had an incredible performance last night, 23 points, I believe. Led the team, led all scorers in the game. Just your thoughts on him and his overall game and what he brought from the SEC to the Big Ten now.
Bo Spencer is probably one of the greatest players that I've played with and against. I didn't, you know, being from the SEC, I didn't really know too much about him. But I'm glad that he came over here and, you know, he's just brought a toughness to his ball club, a scoring mentality. Aggressive off yeah, defensively, and he's just a great person to be around as far as off the court as well. But you know, when he's on the court, he's just a whole new person. And like I said, I'm just glad to be a part.
It hardly seems fair, Brandon. You don't get any time to relax and celebrate because now an even tougher opponent in Ohio State comes in on Saturday. You had a lot better at least a lot better game against Wisconsin the second time around. I know you guys are hoping for the same on Saturday. Can you keep it going?
I hope so. You know, we have a little momentum. You know, starts in practice. We have to listen to what coach is talking about and, you know, take it one day at a time. And like I said, if this team can do what it did last night as far as trust each other, you know, take shots, you know, play defense, defend, get the rebound, get back in transition, we have a pretty good chance. But, you know, it definitely won't be easy. It's going to take everybody from the coach staff to everybody on our team to get this win. And, you know, we need everybody, fans included. And it's going to be great. You know, opportunities don't come to everybody, so this is one that opportunity that we have, and hopefully we can make the best out of it.
Brandon, when you're playing a team like Ohio State with one of the premier players in the land, do you guys talk about Solinger? I mean, amongst the team, or is he just another player and you attack it that way as a team?
You know, don't get me wrong, Jared Solinger is a great talent, but we don't just look at, you know, just him. You know, the whole team, Ohio State is talented. So you don't want to just look at one guy on the team because it's just not a one guy team, obviously. But you do can take consideration that, you know, Jared Solinger is an All American and a top performer. So you want to make sure you bring your A game, and hopefully everybody around you, as far as our team, is pretty focused and determined as to what we need to do to hopefully you're not going to stop him. Just hopefully you can contain him, and hopefully he just has a bad night.
Last question.
You hope he sprained his ankle early.
Last question for Brandon Richardson. Out of Los Angeles, California, senior guard. My brother-in-law's birthday's on Christmas. That sucks. Your birthday's on New Year's Eve. How was that?
It was great. You know, I was hoping that I could have got a win on my birthday, but
yeah.
Just to be able to see my 23rd birthday was a blessing. Thank God that I was able to see it. So, but it was great. You know, I never, you know, had a game on my birthday before, and like I said, it was great. I just hope that, you know, it would have been even better if we got the win, but we didn't. So, had to move on. I still had to celebrate regardless.
Well, Brandon, I know you got to run, so we'll let you out of here. Congratulations on the big win last night, and keep it going. Thanks for the time on the Doug and Daddy Show.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
You bet, Brandon. Brandon Richardson coming off the big win last night, getting ready for today's practice in Ohio State, and all our guests on the Doug and Daddy Show taken care of by our friends at BK Burger King. Stop by today near Walmart, 56th Street and 2nd Avenue, or by the Kearney Cinema with the huge indoor playground at 8th Street and 3rd Avenue. Has your ban been lifted yet?
No, they still say I keep smashing those balls in
so
there.
You have so to keep going to the north one.
Yes.
And Tony's been known when he's on the road doing his work in refereeing Lexington, Cozad, or North Platte. There's a BK there for him as well. Coming in, try one of the new BK toppers. There's one of these to tempt everyone's taste buds at Burger King. We are back talking a little high school wrestling. Donovan Trumbull head coach Clint Head is going to join us as they host the Lou Platte Conference meet on Saturday. And they're coming off the Kennesaw Shelton invite win, yes.
I've got a little story for you. Jeff, do we have the story I gave you earlier?
Yeah, we do. Let me grab it.
I think you're going to really like this, Doug. I'm going all the way to Utah. This may
We're
be one for the wall. Let's do it now.
Okay, all right, because I got a story for you.
All right, well, sounds to me like 2013, the students that will attend Corner Canyon High School in Draper, just south of Salt Lake City, Utah, they were asked to vote on their new mascot and school colors. 23% of the vote, the Cougar was picked for the top mascot. Board members expressed concern over the appropriateness of a mascot like that. Can be used as a slang word for middle-aged woman seeking a romantic relationship with a younger man. They cannot be the Cougars. That's right.
Was that what the kids were trying to point out? I mean, was that what they were going for?
Well, It doesn't say. It just says, instead, board members chose a war horse as a school mascot.
Wow. Isn't that the stage up from Cougar?
Well, I don't. A Trojan?
I mean, there's Cougar, there's probably two more steps, and then you hit.
So now you went with a Trojan horse. I don't understand, really, but
weird. They should have been the Fletches, because the story is Utah.
There you go.
Back with more on the Doug and Daddy Show right after this.
Ball bearings.
Hi, it's Colin Cowherd, host of The Herd. If you haven't heard yet, postage rates are changing again. And they're not going down, they're going up. You know what that means? Even longer lines at the post office. That's why I use Stamps.com. I can buy and print official U.S. postage using my own computer and printer. Stamps.com automatically calculates the exact postage you need for any letter or any package, always using the current rates. There's no guesswork. And here's the key. If you're a small business, it makes it look professional with Stamps.com. It's not you going to the post office, getting a few stamps, and jamming it on a box. Now, right now, I have a special offer if you use my first name, Colin. It's a no-risk trial. Plus, you get $110 bonus offer, including a digital scale and $55 of free postage. Don't wait. Go to Stamps.com. Before you do anything else, click on the radio mic, upper right side, type in Colin. The postage rates are changing, and they're not going down. They're going up. Stay out of the post office. Go to stamps.com. That's stamps.com. Enter Colin.
I asked my husband if I can join his fantasy league this year. He just laughed. Little did he know, I've been going to Cunningham's Journal for lunch every week. The perfect place for sports fans like myself to keep up with my favorite teams, and not to mention the food is so good. Anyways, a fantasy spot opened up, and guess who's laughing now? And winning. If you're an ultimate sports fan, enjoy a good lunch, a drink with friends, and live entertainment. The place to be is Cunningham's Journal, downtown Kearney.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
At Farm Bureau Financial Services, our approach to insurance is simple. One policy for your home, cars, motorcycle, all your toys. One premium for simplified billing. One deductible for all covered possessions damaged in a single occurrence. All handled by local Farm Bureau agents Matt Myers and Rich Peters. See how simple insurance can be. Call Matt Myers and Rich Peters in Kearney at 234-4922. That's 308-234-4922 today. Farm Bureau Members' Choice Policy issued by Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company and Western Agricultural Insurance Company. Securities and services offered through Equitrust Marketing Services, LLC. Affiliate Farm Bureau Financial Services.
We'll see partial sun and some cloudiness across the area through the day today with a high up near 18 as winds out of the east still stay at about 10 to 15. Tonight, with partly to mostly cloudy skies, temperatures hold steady in the teens. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, it's 7 above.
Doug and Danny Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Hey, congratulations to the Hastings College basketball teams. The men keep playing close games, but they won last night 70-68. Jake Marvin, the man, with 24 points. Tobin Reinwald, 17 and 12 boards. And Alicia Stadler, we talked to Jeff Dittman. We talk about her season-high 26 points and 18 rebounds. 62-50 win for Hastings last night. They take on Briarcliff Saturday. The men will play at 1. The women will play at 3 on 1230 AM KHAS. The Briarcliff women are ranked 2nd in the country. Also on 1230 KHAS tonight, the 20th-ranked Nebraska women are at 10th-ranked Ohio State.
So our karma came through then.
It continues. By the way, Mel Kiper, a first official big board. Jared Crick not listed as one of the top five defensive tackles or defensive ends. Alfonso Dennard, Levante David, who are both going to the Senior Bowl, however, are on that list.
I will be interested to see.
Dennard in his 24th pick right now.
Coming back, if he can compete at the combine and perform well, where that obviously he's off people's radar right now because he didn't play the last 8 games of the season or 6, 7 games of the season, whatever it was. Comes back and performs well, I think he's got a chance to really rapidly climb.
Doug and Daddy Show rolls on as we've been talking a little wrestling throughout the week. Live coverage of the finals of the 2012 Lou Platt Conference Wrestling Meet can be heard on Classic Hits 98.9 Saturday afternoon and also on the web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. In fact, there's stories up there now about wrestling and all that is going on, and we are pleased to be joined by the head coach of the Cardinals. They're hosting it. They've had some success again this year. Clint Head joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Coach, good morning.
How are we doing?
Hey, great to catch up with you. I have got to believe that folks are fired up over there the first time that they're hosting the conference meet. And I guess I want to start there, Clint. I mean, this is a program that over the last decade has been built from having 2, 3, 4 kids out, getting that first conference medalist, getting that first state qualifier. And now you guys are winning meets, you're winning invites, and you get to host the conference tournament. This program has come a long way.
Well, we're really excited, and it's just my second year here, but we're really excited. You know, Brent Brecker is the one who got it going and underway, and he's done a fantastic job, and the community support has just been excellent. You know, from from everybody in the community. People are excited about it. Parents of the basketball kids are asking if they can help this week and next weekend. We're really fired up to have everybody coming to our place for a conference tournament.
Clint, who are the favored teams going into this conference tournament?
Well, you know, Adams Central is really strong. They've got some really good kids up and down the lineup. And then you got to look at Wood River. And then obviously Ravenna's going to bring some kids over that are going to get after you on the mat too. So we're kind of excited just to see how things shake out and kind of where everybody falls.
Clint, it's kind of like every other year. It's a numbers game, and Adams Central seems to have the numbers, and everybody's trying to chase them down. Is that the story again this year?
Yeah, you know, along with that, though, too, I mean, they've got a lot of numbers, but they've got some really good wrestlers. You know, anytime you have numbers, it's going to be an advantage. But at the same point, Coach Lanowski down there does a great job with his kids. And you know, we're trying to get to that point where we can go and compete with some of the guys that he has. Ord's the same way. They're not going to have as many numbers, but, yeah, they're going to have kids that are going to come and get after you, and the same thing with Wood River.
Clint,
they're going to be damn tough is what they're going to be. That's what they're going to be.
Clint, is there a couple weight classes that stand out immediately to have a couple, you know, two or three ranked kids in those that are going to be competing there for a title?
Well, I tell you what, no, Class 132 is going to be tough. The Van Meter kid and actually Lanowski. And then the Acoustic kid from Ravenna, and then our own Mike Kruger. That's going to be a really good class. That's going to be some solid wrestling. Right down the line, 38 is going to be tough with our kid, Maurer, and the Foth kid from up at Ord, and Joseph from Adams Central. You know, those classes are all going to be really good. 45 should be excellent to watch with Starkey and Cosgrove, our kid, and then Gilliland, again, from Adams Central, and Svitek from Wood River. Those are going to be some really good classes, but any of the wrestling in this tournament is going to be pretty good. You're going to see some kids, no matter what class you go to, you're going to see some kids that are darn good wrestlers that have won a lot of matches this year.
We can go over all of the kids that are rated, Nebraska Wrestling Coaches Association, Husker Matt, but you look at what's going on out there at 120, that's the only number one kid that'll be in this, and that's Jordan Westcoat out of Wood River. Adam Keating of Kearney Catholic's number three. Coach talked about some of the other ones that are out there. I guess from outside of the actual competition, how is it getting organized for this meet, Coach? You got to worry about more than just coaching your wrestlers this week.
You bet. Well, I tell you what, I got a great assistant coaching staff. We got guys that put in a lot of hours up here. Our assistant coaches are fantastic. So basically this week, I've kind of turned the wrestling over to them. And me and Coach Breckner, the athletic director here, we've been trying to organize things. We've kind of just split the responsibilities up. And we've gotten a lot of help from our administration, too, to try to get some things organized. And we feel pretty good. We're really excited to get people here on Saturday.
Clint, talk about your team a little bit. Who headlines it?
Well, obviously, he's coming back, and he's the one that's got the state medal, and he's got some real high expectations, and he's starting to wrestle really to his potential and starting to get there. He's wrestling at 138, and then CJ Cosgrove has been injured, or been sick this year, I should say, not injured, but he's been sick this year, and he's starting to come back. He's a kid that qualified for state 2 years ago. Last year had a bad injury at this meet, actually, and so we expect some big things out of him. It's our seniors up and down. Mike Kruger's coming on, a kid that's been real surprising for us. We knew he had it in him. I don't know if he knew it at the time, but Max Lawrence, our 195-pounder, is really having a solid year. And then we got an underclassman at 113, Tom Roach, that's really been good for us all the way through.
Clint Head, the head wrestling coach at Donovan Trumbull, joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio. Coach, what's the expectations for your team this weekend?
Well, we do things a little bit different. We try not to get into the wins loss side of things. Obviously, until we get to February 10th, that's the date that we mark. But having the conference tournament, you know, we want our kids to go out and perform. And what we ask them to do is that they wrestle better every time they get on the mat. They fix mistakes and try not to make the same mistakes that they've made before. And I expect our kids to come out and be real physical this weekend. That's one thing I learned last year from being my first year at the conference tournament. And it's a whole different level with this conference. You know, we've gone to some of these other tournaments, and then you come here and you're going to have some kids that are going to try to turn it into a street fight on you. And that's what we've got to be able to go do, is match that kind of physical wrestling style.
I was going to say, you guys won the Kennesaw Shelton last year too, didn't you?
Yeah, we did.
That yeah, and I was just saying. I suppose the kids realize that it's a little different because I know maybe it wasn't the kind of conference tournament you wanted last year after coming off that big win. And I remember us talking about it a little bit on the show that you guys could maybe make an impact. But I suppose the kids now, that focus, that experience should help.
That's exactly where they're at with it right now. We've had some really good practices in the room, and we're not going to talk too much about it except for just individually going out, each of us together, and getting after it and doing what we can do. We went to the fracas this year up in Grand Island. We felt like that's helped us out a lot. We went up there and lost a lot of duels, but we felt like that helped us out a lot to see a different style of wrestling and a different speed. And we're hoping that experience for us is going to show up this weekend.
All right, Clint, tell everybody what time it gets going and what fans can start showing up when and when the finals start, too.
You bet. Wrestling will start at 10 o'clock in the morning. I'd show up a little bit early. We have put some extra seating up on our deck area for those of you that have been in the gym before. And we're expecting finals to start around 3:30 or so. You might want to get here just a touch early because it'll be a full house.
I was going to say, that's the thing about covering wrestling. You just aren't ever sure. We've started at 2, and we've started, well, at 3:30. So anywhere in between, right. Whenever it does start, it will be on Classic Hits 98.9. Clint, we'll let you get back to the rest of your day here, and we look forward to covering the meet again on Saturday. Best of luck to the Cardinals, and thanks for the time.
Hey, thank you very much. We appreciate it.
Take care, Coach. Clint Head, head wrestling coach, Donovan Trumbull. We will be there Saturday once again covering the Lou Platt Conference Wrestling Meet. I believe this is the 15th consecutive year that we've covered the finals live.
Okay, 15 years, Douglas. Who would you say has took the title home more than anybody?
Well, Adam Central won it like 7 years in a row, I think. Wood River had a couple. If you beat out, I mean, it's, let's face it, Adam Central's Class B. They have more kids to choose from. They have more kids. Right. They may not. I don't know if they have the most kids out. Wood River got it last year, I believe, if I double-check. I mean, there's a lot of work in there for these teams. Just moving. We've seen everybody move up and down. I mean, every one of these schools almost has moved up and down. Ord, Kearney Catholic, St. Paul, Ravenna, Gibbon. They have all been right there. I mean, you can name them all. St. Paul have been towards the bottom. Loup City. And then sometimes they've been right in the top three. So looking forward to that tomorrow. Ross Halford from HuskerMat.com will give us his thoughts on the conference and the state of wrestling as we get ready to head into basically everybody's conference tournaments. And then right after that, it's districts and state.
Yeah, I mentioned, I saw the other night the Athlete of the Week, 101, Hunter Bamford from Kearney High, 101. He was the Athlete of the Week from the guys at NTV, so you expected him to get it against a Madison wrestler in Lincoln, kind of a cool place to get it. But
now, I missed that, and I should get on the website and look at it, but how many quotes did they get from Hunter? He's not much of a talker.
No, but he actually answered a couple, three questions.
Oh,
actually,
boy.
Good. Yeah,
boy.
He's not a talker, but
well, good. He's getting some more pub, so good for him and good for the wrestlers in the area. We'll take a break here on the Doug and Daddy Show. As we do, we still have a few more tickets to the River City Hunting and Fishing Expo to give away. If you haven't won any or you got some more friends going than you thought, we've got them. You just as well have them. Saved you some money this weekend at the Mac Center in Council Bluffs Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Call now, 888-455-ESPN. They're better in your pocket than sitting on our desk. 888-455-3776. It's a great event. Daddy's had a chance to be there. All those seminars, all the great new items there. It's great for the kids as well. It's going on this weekend. Give us a call if you'd like a family four-pack. 888-455-3776. We're back after this.
Buffalo, New York is known as the birthplace of buffalo wings. But now there's a new buffalo in town. From Tabasco, the people who perfected hot sauce. For people who want a thicker buffalo sauce, one that sticks to wings better, with just the right amount of heat, and adds that classic buffalo flavor to burgers, sandwiches, and more. For our kind of people, who know a better hot sauce when they taste it. Introducing the Tabasco of Buffalo-style sauces. New, now available in Buffalo and a store near you. Tabasco, are you one of us?
Get in the zone!
You can protect your engine with regular oil changes. Protect your wallet by doing it yourself. Now at AutoZone, get a 5-plus quart jug of Pennzoil conventional motor oil and a Fram Extra Guard oil filter now on sale for just $20.99. Or upgrade to Pennzoil high mileage motor oil and a Fram Tough Guard oil filter for just $4 more. See store for restrictions and details. Save on your next project with trusted advice from AutoZone. Parts are just part of what we do.
Get in the zone!
AutoZone. We'll be right back.
About 80 years before the seeds for the trees that produce the lumber that they sell now were even planted, Mead Lumber was born in Nebraska. Like the trees, Mead Lumber locations have sprouted all over. The latest is just east of Kearney. Contractors will appreciate veteran lumberman Ron Fredericks and his decades of experience in problem solving. Heading up the Mead team, Mead Lumber, on the way to the industrial park, East 39th, cleverly located beneath the big red Mead Lumber sign.
When the fish are under the ice, the one thing they find irresistible is wax worms. They love them, even though it gets them in trouble. Ice fishermen, on the other hand, have no trouble buying wax worms and all sorts of live bait at the Boathouse at their new Highway 281 location north of Grand Island. The Boathouse, with all the chubs and grubs and minnows and stinky, crawly, luscious bait the fish can't resist. See the Boathouse north of Grand Island on 281 for repair and used boats, too. Log on to theboathousegi.com.
It's ice, ice, baby again this weekend for two at home. The Tri-City Storm, still 2 points out of a playoff spot, face Waterloo's Blackhawks. The Task, don't let the other guys get out front too soon, and then power in some goals on power plays. Friday on The Breeze, 94.5, and Saturday on Classic Hits, 98.9. Pre-game at 6:45, the action at 7:05 each night.
We'll see partial sun and some cloudiness across the area through the day today with a high up near 18 as winds out of the east still stay at about 10 to 15. Tonight with partly to mostly cloudy skies, temperatures hold steady in the teens. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now it's 7 above. And I'm steady, but I'm starting to
shake. And I don't know how much more. Doug and Danny's show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us. Got a few more emails on that first sporting event that you remember watching on television. Clayton says, Super Bowl 23, 49ers-Bengals. Don't remember much about the game, but a relative spilled an adult beverage in our new house after a big play.
Nice.
I do remember that game. I was rooting for the Bengals. Imagine that.
John Taylor breaks your heart?
Well, the whole drive, just really. Kelly says, sadly, my first TV moment was remembering Byron Bennett missing the 45-ish yard field goal in the Orange Bowl against Florida State and the phantom clip call on the punt return for a touchdown. Well, that wasn't it. Also, the fumble,
Floyd Turner.
Yeah, fumbled the football at the one-yard line, and famous poster of that in Nebraska bookstores across the state of the official turning away and blowing into his hanky instead of using it as a flag.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable. You're right. Yeah. Well up in the air. The ball's coming out clearly before the goal line. Sick, sick feeling. Unbelievable. But we were all sitting in our Bruce Furniture recliners watching every one of those moments. You know, those recliners are getting old. We're getting old. You need new recliners from Bruce Furniture. They've got them for you. We tell you all the time, don't worry about removing that old recliner. They'll do it for you. All the heavy lifting, it's done. They'll take care of it. That's what they want. Them to take care of it because they're just the right movers for you, and they've got just the right furniture for you at Bruce Furniture. Kearney, Holdridge, Hastings, and out west at Alliance. Visit any of the Bruce Furniture stores. Receive free in-home interior design service. You don't even have to buy anything there. Just stop in, ask them for their recommendation. Full line of interior designs in every room, pillow fabrics to carpet color to wall decor. Bruce Furniture creates just the right look for you. Kearney, Holdridge, Hastings, and Alliance. Stop in and see them today. You want it delivered a week from Tuesday? That's great. They'll do it then. You want it this afternoon? They'll do it now. Perfect for you, Bruce Furniture.
Doug from Kearney says, first game I watched, now keep in mind, this was on Christmas Day, 1971. My grandparents had a color TV, kind of unheard of for the early 70s. Says their farm was at the corner of four counties, Saline, Fillmore, Gage, and I can't remember the other one. It's probably Jefferson, Doug. 71 AFC divisional playoff game, Kansas City versus Miami. Longest game ever that ended in the second overtime with Garrell Yepremian making a 37-yard field goal to win it 27-24. Total game time, 82 minutes and 40 seconds. I watched that game with my father, three uncles, 17 cousins, and the best part, it lasted like over 5 hours. Priceless today if you have to spend the whole day with your relatives, says Doug in Kearney.
Good stuff, by the way. 10 years ago today, the Tuck game. Tom Brady screwing the Oakland Raiders and two franchises in opposite directions. Unbelievable. I was at Patty O'Malley's watching that one. I have no idea. I remember just being unbelievable that they reversed that call. Are you kidding me? 10 years ago today. And I knew Eli Cabron, a guy we have on from Pro Football Weekly, at the start of the playoffs wrote that this was the 10th year anniversary of it. I knew that, but I didn't know the day. But it was today.
Well, and one other big thing has happened. I wonder if anybody in the listening area knows this fight song. You know because you looked at the story. That is the Bulldog fight song of Yale. The longest winning streak in college sports is over. Trinity College has lost a squash match to Yale, 5-4, snapping a 252-match winning streak that dated back to the 97-98 season. The Bantams are the 13-time defending national champions, were 8-0 heading into the match. Trinity officials had called this year's team the school's most inexperienced in years. They'd lost six starters and five All-Americans from last year's championship squad. Yale, which lost to Trinity in the last two national championship matches, features three of the nation's top 25 players and are now 7-0. And still all of that, and it went 5-4. 252, Trinity has lost a squash match.
I don't even know what squash is.
Oh, you remember squash because you remember the highlight. This is a couple of years ago that Trinity won, and like the 6'10 guy stood right over the other little guy and yelled at him. Ah! Yeah!
That's like racquetball?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, and the school got reprimanded, yeah.
Yeah, nice. Yes, I do remember that.
Yeah, see. 252 lasting 14, 15 years.
That's a heck of a streak. Obviously, longest in any sport. Unbelievable. By the way,
you know what a heck of a streak is? Ray Stevens, that's a heck of a streak. Boogity, boogity.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable.
Hey, Ethel, don't look.
Ray Stevens.
I didn't have time to even pull that one up. It was too quick. High school hoops tonight here on ESPN. Gibbon and Amherst, The Breeze, 94.5 FM, Blue Hill, Sandy Creek. That should be a heck of a girls' game. One loss versus two losses. And, of course, on Classic Hits 98.9, Shelton will be taking on Wood River. So that's going on. Also, PlatteRiverPreps.com. You had one more thing?
I was just going to say, Jeff, I know you don't because you don't watch things like this, but Revenge may be one of the best TV shows.
You didn't watch the basketball game last night, did you? You were watching Idol, right?
I guarantee you. I was still pumped up after the basketball game. I missed the new episode of Dog the Bounty Hunter, which I was upset with later. But I got calmed down.
Are you done? Because I wasn't listening to you.
Revenge. You watch Revenge?
I don't.
Oh, Emily Thorne is just unbelievable. One of the great network series of all time is Revenge. Just thought you'd know.
Okay.
D2 All-American teams out. Arthur Hobbs, first team from UNK. So congratulations to Arthur Hobbs. And hopefully, as I scan here, I think there's a couple more, but Nebraska Kearney had a great season, and hopefully they got a few other things. Also, can't believe this isn't a call, but Scott and Kearney says, Tony, can you please tell me who is in the divisional championship games this Sunday? I was fishing last Sunday and didn't get to see who won.
Yeah, I can tell you. It's Baltimore and New England, the Giants and the 49ers.
I have nothing to do with that. I want that to be on the record.
Hey, tomorrow, Doug and Daddy Show. If you're into recruiting, we're getting closer and closer to that magical
Stephen
day of
Gooden
your year.
Also named D2 second team All-American. I knew there was another one. Stephen Gooden.
Oh,
Arthur Hobbs' first team. Yeah, anyway, tomorrow, TNL recruiting update. We're going to really get into it.
Yeah, Sean Callahan said to join us. Devin Fuller still an option at quarterback. We'll get the latest from Sean Callahan amongst others. Still looks like the Huskers looking for 4, 5, 6 other pickups late in this class. We'll see, get his thoughts on that. Also, Ross Halpert from Huskerlandmap.com will join us as well. Talk a little high school wrestling.
Huskers win. Huskers win. We'll see you tomorrow on the Doug and Daddy Show. We want to thank folks for joining us today, which include Brandon Richardson, Husker guard, Clint Head, Donovan Trouble wrestling coach. We'll see you tomorrow, Doug and Daddy.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over.